Tēnā rākoutou katoa e te iwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu iratahi te iarere. Ai, ko te kai korero e whaiake nei tētahi o ngā kai kaunihera, āruhe o te tai tokerau, ko Jeff Crawford tērā ki te koro e pāna ki tēnei o ngā noke, ngā tumumo noke ko te Fall Army, no reira me taria ke tātou ki aia. Tēnā koe, Jeff.
Yeah, kena tā.
Ai, ngā mihi atu ki a koe, hei whai wāhi ki te kōrero ki a hau. Appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join me and have a little bit of a kōrero about this. But firstly, let's start off with you and let our listeners know a little bit more about who you are and where you're from.
Okay, well, I'm a farmer in the Hikarangi Swamp area. Hikarangi, we farm 1,400 cows, run a couple of thousand beef, and fortunate enough to be voted onto the NRC as a local councillor. Winner of the Environmental Awards for Northland for primary industry this year.
Oh, wow, and what a massive achievement that is, you know, for mahi that you guys have been doing, and knowing how important it is to be able to do that. Obviously, it is showing how important this mahi really means, really is to our environment. But first of all, also, give us a little bit more of a kōrero about the mahi that you do within the council.
Well, I'm only just a newbie on the council. I got voted in September. But my role has been, I've been in, in the biodiversity role. I've been a weed sprayer since I was 17. So, part of winning the environmental awards is that, you know, just prove what we do, what we say actually means something. So, I've been a farmer virtually all my life. So, yeah, I know the understanding of... you know, what we're being threatened by at the moment, but this fall armyworm is quite concerning to, you know, especially a farmer like myself. And I understand what's going on in the far north is actually quite devastating what's happening at the moment.
Yeah, and so, like, for many of us who don't truly understand that, are you able to elaborate a little bit more? Because I'm listening to it and I'm, like, wondering if our whānau actually understand what that means.
Okay, so what happened is this time last year, an armyworm turns up. So we have armyworm normally, which is really easily controlled by chemical sprays, you know, in crops. But this armyworm, which originated from South Africa in 2013, has flown across the continent through Australia and ended up in New Zealand last year. So the little moth can fly 100 kilometres in a night, but if it gets in a jet stream, it can fly 500k. So it ended up in New Zealand. We didn't think it was a major problem last year. It definitely had a presence in Kaitaia and on some crops around the Northland, but it's really shown its force this year because of the warm winter that we've had. It's starting to make some devastation around, and it started into the maize crops and the corn crops in the far north, working its way down through the Dargaville area and into Whangarei. And it's got a huge potential to devastate the vegetable crops in the far north through Bell's produce. And I was just talking to Pooh Masters today. I've got a long-time friend of mine. Yeah, and he's really concerned of the potential devastation that could happen in the far north through the not only the vegetable crops, but the avocado industry and down into Kerikeri, into the, into the citrus and stuff like that.
Mm. And I was seeing a little kōrero about the concern about the dairy that will not have the maize feed required to produce the milk.
Oh, it's terrible. My wife and I, we grow about 70 hectares of maize a year. And to grow maize now is between $4,000 and $5,000 a hectare. So we're talking $250,000 to a general farm of our size. And to have that devastated, now that's one cost. But the other cost is that we can't feed our cows through the winter, which means our production will have to be checked back, and which could be up to like 40 to 50%. It's the community don't understand. Actually, this is a huge threat we're going through at the moment. I was just talking to a farmer in the Kaipara today who lost his crop, maize grain crop, which supplies the local calf rearing industry with his grain, and he won't have grain this year. Like, these things you don't think of, you know. It's a silent threat at the moment, and I've been really disappointed, and I've gone on to the NRC, and I'm chairman of biosecurity and biodiversity for the regional council, I'm so disappointed that we don't have a plan. You know, not so much the NRC, but definitely MPI. They've been known about this for over 12 to 18 months. They've got no plan, and I'm really concerned. As a farmer, we have a plan for everything, you know. Mm. We always plan for disasters. And it's just frustrating, you know, to be in this position and we watching it unfold, really.
So in saying that, Jeff, are you able to share a little bit more about where to from here? What is the action that you are looking to take in the recent times?
Okay, so we need to find a chemical, an insecticide, that will control this, this grub before it turns into a moth and spreads. Like the worm itself can lay up to 2,000 eggs in a night. So once it gets into your crop, it can, you know, the growth can be unbelievable. So at the moment, we're trialing different chemicals, but they all have withholding periods on them. And we've just been notified from Fonterra, believe it or not, that if we use some of these chemicals and they're not to label, that they might refuse to pick our milk up, which is concerning. So, you know, we're trying to look for data of what chemicals have been used overseas. Because it just won't be for maize, it'll have to be for vegetables and pip fruit and stuff like that. So we're really in the infancy stage of trying to figure it out. Normal armyworm can be controlled by a wasp, but the wasp don't seem to be able to make a difference in this new worm that's turned up, this armyworm. So what happens with this new armyworm, it gets into the growing point of the plant. So if you visualise a corn plant, you know, it's got the swirl on the top, the worm will dig itself into that top of that plant and start eating the plant, so the actual insecticide won't be able to penetrate into it. And if its mates turn up, it'll actually cannibalise its mates. It will eat its mates, so it just becomes the king of the crop. So it'll stunt the crop, and then the others will attack the cob. So you'll have a plant with nothing, which is the biggest threat. It'll stunt the growth, and then you won't even get a cob off it. So, you know, it's all stuff we're just learning about, really. It's just been underestimated, the threat of what this, you know, and they call it climate change because they said that it won't live in a temperature under 7 degrees. Well, and, you know, in the far north, 7 degrees is not a cold morning. You know, I farmed in the far north for numerous years at Tipaki Station, and I think we had one frost while I was there, so I totally understand that, you know, where we are. This year's been a particularly warm season. You know, we're all pretty, alerted to that. So
yeah,
this mightn't be the only pest that turns up either in the next few years. So.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate you sharing that information because it is of major interest to everybody, as you said, the different crops that it affects, which then the crops can affect our dairy, and so it then affects lots of, I suppose, the sustainable foods that then we rely on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. Yes, however, as we come to the end of the year of 2022 and coming on to Christmas time, any final kōrero that you would like to share out there with our listeners?
Oh, yes, we will be demanding a meeting in the far north mid-January for all growers and people that are affected. We'll be demanding that the government turn up and, you know, have some sort of a plan to give us some security that we have got a plan and you know, just to make sure that we're following and that we will be working to get this under control somehow.
Again, Jeff, appreciate you joining us to share these kōrero and all the best for the rest of your year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. A tāku kia kui tēne wā kia matara kia ora. Ko Jeff Crawford tērā, tētahi o rātou o ngā kai kaunihera o te kaunihera Aroha o te tai tokeru ara ko NRC tērā me tēnei o ngā kōrero, tēnei tino take e ngau i ngā māra, i ngā mahi ahu whenua ko te Fall Armyworm tērā i rutu i te tai tokeru. He tino take mō tātou katoa. No reira, hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika. Iwa te kaumāwhitu, iratahi, te iarere.